This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I love red meat. I shouldn't be eating, you know, red meat. I know we're supposed to be really, really cutting back, going more for the fish and the vegetables, maybe some chicken every now and then, but I don't like fish. I mean, I eat vegetables reluctantly. I like my red meat. I'm at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians Conference in Lake Tahoe, broadcasting out of Harris, Lake Tahoe. And they had this carving meat station, and the meat was so yummy. It was so good. I had, like, seconds and thirds. It was so yummy. Well, apparently Tyson Foods is investing in a lab-grown protein startup, okay, in Memphis Meats, so that we don't have to kill ducks, chickens, cows to get our meat. It'd be lab-grown meat. Tyson's Food venture capital arm announced today, or yesterday, that it has secured a minority investment in Memphis Meats, which is a startup that grows beef, chicken, and duck meat with animal cells in petri dishes. No livestock required. Tyson joins other high-profile investors in Memphis Meats, including Bill Gates and Richard Branson. Now, the terms of the deal have not been disclosed, but San Francisco-based Memphis Meats unveiled a meatball grown in a lab in 2016. Remember that? And we looked at the meatball, and I was like, well, I don't know how tasty that looks. But it's very, very expensive, though, to make meat. Remember they tried to make a burger, and it was like hundreds of thousands of dollars? It wasn't this company, but one company did. And you're like, are you kidding me? And they say that the current production runs about $2,400 to produce a single pound of meat. And this meat is called cultured or clean. You know, we were talking about the HeLa cells from Henrietta Lacks. These were cells that came from an African-American woman who was struggling with cervical cancer, unfortunately died of it, but her cells were taken, and without her knowledge, from what we understand, or the family's knowledge, and grown to the point where these cells were remarkable cells, where most cells couldn't live in culture during the 50s. Hers could. They were magical. And these cells helped spurn decades of research in terms of vaccines, cancer treatment, and growing meat would have been one of the results of that technology that occurred from these HeLa cells. It's an amazing book. You got to read The Secret Life of Henrietta Lacks. So when they talk about cultured meat, that's what they're talking about, where they have cells that they could grow, manipulate, and grow into something that we want. Now, a meat giant like Tyson sells about $30 billion a year in beef, poultry, and pork. And they think they could help advise Memphis Meats on how to scale up. They go, we want to work with them to scale. Cost is the main focus for us. Memphis Meats CEO and co-founder Uma Valetti told Forbes at the endpoint it will be significantly cheaper than conventional meat. Agribusiness conglomerate Cargill, the second largest beef producer in the world, also invested in Memphis Meats in August 2017. Again, dollar amount not disclosed. So you have Tyson and Cargill. Very excited, getting into the meat business. And again, you have to have foresight, okay, if this is where things are going. You know, there's a lot of environmentalists and animal rights activists that don't like what we're doing with our meat. People don't like the hormone meat. People eat meat. There's a big demand for meat. And there's going to be a supply of meat. So if you are a meat company, you need to start thinking ahead and getting yourself, you know, prime for, you know, the newest of the industries that where things are going to go in the future. So they say there's a lot of potential to transform feeding the world as we know it. Valetti said first thought about growing meat without animals after his cardiology fellowship in Mayo Clinic in 2005, where he observed a clinical trial that successfully rebuilt damaged heart tissue with stem cells. So if you're, and heart tissue is muscle. So if you're able to make muscle with stem cells, you should be able to make meat muscle, right? Well, what is meat? It's the muscle. So Tyson is using its $150 million venture fund to make long-term investments. It's going to help the 82-year-old food company stay relevant and successful in the future. Memphis Meats, which is obviously a newer company, is trying to figure out a way to increase protein production globally to meet the demand from 10 billion global citizens by the year 2050 without exacerbating limited resources for farm and livestock. Valetti estimates demand for meat is going to double in the next 30 years. So I would love to cure world hunger. I think that would be wonderful. Right now, Memphis Meats has raised at least $22 million. They say it's the second meat alternative investment for Tyson Ventures. So Tyson invested $13 million for a 5% share of Beyond Meat. Beyond Meat is a plant-based protein startup that makes burgers sold by restaurant distributors like Sysco and supermarkets like Whole Foods. So there's a lot of, I guess now, excitement in the food industry and how to now make our own food in a lab. It's just so gosh darn expensive. And so they're going to have to be pretty, pretty creative. Now, in terms of what you and I should be eating, here's my thing. Okay, I know we're supposed to be eating more vegetables. You know, we should probably be having a plant-based diet with just a sprinkle little bit of meat every now and then. That would probably be the healthiest. We don't need to eat that much meat. Okay? We don't need overly amounts of protein. We overeat the amount of protein that we eat, depending on our muscle mass and our build, whether we're male or female. And so, having more of a plant-based diet, low carbs, but getting some meat in there, and some, you know, good saturated fats, is what the body needs. You do need amino acids. You know, there's still essential amino acids you can get from egg and, you know, fish and poultry and beef, but you don't need that many of them. And so my problem is if I don't eat the meat, somebody else will. And I don't want to go vegan or, you know, lighter and go vegetarian and then wake up one day when they say there is a meat shortage and I'm like, oh my gosh, I never ate it. Now, I just had a piece of chocolate, you know, about a few minutes ago. Oh, so good. So I had a piece of chocolate and I didn't need the piece of chocolate. I didn't need that. But I'm so worried about the shortage that's coming that I don't want to not eat the chocolate. And then when the shortage happens, it goes, oh man. I could have eaten chocolate when I had the chance. It's stupid, but that's how we think. Just how we think. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. What's going on with the flu season? We'll give you guys the latest. Don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe, and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, broadcasting live from the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians Conference in Lake Tahoe at Harrah's Lake Tahoe. It is exquisite up here. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so more and more we are hearing very, very scary headlines about the flu season, which we are currently in peak of. And this last headline from The Hill says, tough flu season could kill tens of thousands. They say millions of Americans are currently suffering from the influenza virus. We don't have numbers of how many people. We also don't have people that are suffering from the flu going to the doctor. So the ones that are being affected by the flu but living through it, we may not get those numbers, okay? People who are dying, however, those numbers are going to be tallied. We still don't have, they're still saying 37 children as of mid-January, but we do not have numbers for adults, and we don't have the latest numbers as of end of January. Influenza activity, as we know, is widespread in 49 states. Again, Hawaii has been very lucky, knock on wood. Flu rates are at high levels in 40 states and in Puerto Rico, according to the CDC. They say about 6.6% of all hospital and doctor visits so far this year are for flu-like illnesses. They said these rates are comparable to the last two notably bad flu seasons of 2014-2015, where they estimated 34 million Americans contracted the flu and 56,000 died. And the 2009 pandemic that sent millions of Americans to the hospital, which was the H1N1. So for the past 3 weeks, they say the entire country has been experiencing lots of flu all at the same time. Now, what's a little odd about that is usually there's spurts and, you know, it just seemed to all of a sudden blanket the country. So obviously the influenza virus is right now among the public health community's greatest concerns. It's very communicable, very easy. You could sneeze, breathe, you know, look at somebody, and apparently if they pick up any droplet, all right, in your breath from it, they could get infected. It already infects hundreds of millions of people across the globe every year, and they say the right strain could actually kill a significant number. According to Tom Frieden, former CDC director, says when we think about a microbe and how bad it is, we think about two things, how easily it spreads and how nasty it is. Basically, it's virulence. They say flu is that rare bird that potentially could be both easily spreadable and have a relatively high lethality. They say flu is the Rodney Dangerfield of diseases. People think of it as just a common cold, but it's not. It knocks you flat. I think Rodney Dangerfield, I get no respect. I think that's what he meant with that. So public health experts say this year's flu season has gotten worse in recent weeks in most of the country, and the season is especially bad because three different strains of the virus are being transmitted. And the flu viruses, as we know, are being named for the proteins that they have on their surfaces. So we talk about H1N1 or H3N2, the hemagglutinin proteins, there are 18 different kinds, and then 11 different neuraminidase proteins. So this year, the most common strain going around is the H3N2. H1N1 is also going around. That's the one that killed an estimated 150,000 people around the globe in 2009. And then we also have a third form, the influenza B. But the H3N2 is the biggest culprit. And it's the one that's the main cause of influenza, causes more visits to the doctor, more hospitalizations, more deaths, etc. And it's less susceptible to a vaccine because it's more mutable. Now, they say the last time H3N2 caused so much illness was in the 2014-2015 season, so a few years ago. The vaccine was only effective in that season about 19%. They're estimating our vaccine may be close to 30%. For the Australians, it was only effective about 10%. And in the year when it was only 19% effective, 700,000 Americans were hospitalized. So drug manufacturers have to decide way in advance, according to the Hill, and as we've talked about, how they're going to make their, you know, what they're going to make in terms of their vaccine. They don't have a lot of time. They have to base it on what happened last year and based on what happened the season before in the Southern Hemisphere. And so they were right that the H3N2 is a biggie. They did. They were right about that. It's just the virus apparently mutated even while the vaccine was being made. And it's just that's how, you know, virulent and how, you know, tricky these viruses are. So these viruses evolve. And now our vaccine that has both H3N2, H1N1, and two strains of the other ones to be is about the best we could come up with. Now, older people may be more threatened by different strains than others. Okay? The baby boomers are kind of immune to H1N1, a lot of them, because in the 50s, H1N1 apparently circulated, and there was a real bad flu in the 50s that a lot of those that survived had immunity. Yet influenza B may affect a lot of times of older people, too. So H1N1 may hit younger people more because they don't have immunity. But older populations may not have immunity to the H3N2. Now, H3N2 didn't show up till 1968. So, actually, then a lot of us are, which is why H3N2 seems to be more of a culprit for some of these widespread flu illnesses. So, the death toll right now for children is 37. It is still less than the 148 who died during the 2004-2015 season. And, you know, it's interesting, you didn't see as much media attention as you do now. You know, we knew it was a bad flu season. We were talking about it, but we didn't see the pictures of the kids like we do now. You know, like this little 7-year-old who died. There's a little 7-year-old that died last week or over the weekend because he was went home from school Friday, was given went to the urgent care, had testing done that was positive for both flu and strep throat. He was given two medications. We're assuming maybe Tamiflu for the flu, maybe an antibiotic for the strep throat. Went home, went to sleep, you know, because go rest, go sleep. And then sister found him the next day dead. This is scaring parents beyond belief. And we, you know, we know kids die from the flu. I mean, this should not be a new news story. This happens all the time. But the media is doing a very good job of, you know, bringing this to our attention, showing us pictures of the kids, and reminding us to take this stuff seriously. Now, according to the Health, the CDC does not count adult flu deaths in real time, but it will estimate a final tally later this year. So the H3N2 strain of flu, they say, kills fewer than 1 in 1,000 people of those who contract it. But if you're a child, pregnant woman, over 65, or if luck of the draw, you end up getting a secondary infection, then you are going to be more prone to killing. Most people don't die, you know, necessarily from the flu. They die from a secondary infection. Now, the most deadly form of flu in recent history we talked about was the Spanish flu. That's what broke out in 1918 and 1919. It killed 2-3% of its victims and estimated 50 million people across the world. Now, there is a new strain of the flu, H7N9, that is currently spreading through China. They say this H7N9 is more lethal than either the H3N2 strain or the H1N1 strain, but it does not spread as easily among humans yet. Remember, these viruses are very highly mutable, and they can mutate very easily. So, when they mutate, that's when they could become a strain that's really, really nasty. So we're hearing that schools are closing. Apparently, we are slamming schools in multiple districts. The Illinois Mathematics and Science Academy in suburban Chicago is closed for the first time in its 30-year history. The Aurora School closed for almost a week due to the flu. Apparently on Friday, January 19th, there were 25 students who stayed out of class because of flu. By Monday, 88 students were sick. And a fourth of the faculty were sick with flu-like symptoms. And the school is a residential campus for 10th, 11th, and 12th graders. So it kind of shot through the school. That spread very easily. In Port St. Joe, Florida, Gulf District Schools, Superintendent Jim Norton had to close the school Friday because 1,900, or a quarter of its 1,900 students, and one-third of its teachers called out because of flu. So they cleaned and sanitized the building on Friday. Similarly, they say the Russellville School District in Arkansas closed at least all of its 10 schools on Friday due to the high number of students experiencing flu-like symptoms. In Oklahoma, the Hugo schools were also closed for a couple days. So they said that keep the school sanitized to keep the flu from spreading. It also offered parents advice. Yeah, you know, one of the parents had messaged me on Facebook about school closures. And they asked, was it, you know, an overkill to, you know, keep kids home? And when, you know, they could be in school, and they, you know, again, one person with the flu, yeah, nah, I probably wouldn't close the school. But you start to have a significant number, absolutely good for these school districts. You know, these kids can learn their algebra the next day. We could extend the school year into summer vacation by a day or two if we have to, for crying out loud. You know, I don't understand why everything is so rigid and curriculums are so rigid that if you miss one day, you know, do it. Okay? You know, the best form of defense when it comes to any of these, you know, biological agents and issues that we have is being very, very flexible. Okay? You know, take off work, close down work, sanitize, say close for the flu. What was it? Was it my cousin Vinny? The whole store closed for the flu? We all laughed, but I'm like, that's a damn good idea. True, you're not going to make money, but what's the point? Is everybody getting sick, or people coming in getting sick? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DELI.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC, 1-877-DOCDALI, broadcasting from the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians Conference in Lake Tahoe. Alcohol sales have dropped 15%. Why? Well, more states have marijuana. Apparently, researchers at two U.S. colleges and Peruvian University analyzed publicly available data on 90 alcohol chain stores from the year 2006 to 2015. And they say sales of alcohol have dropped an average of 15% in states which have legalized medical marijuana. Now, they contrasted the changing trends with the state's medical marijuana laws, and without exception, they saw significant reductions in alcohol sales in every state with legal cannabis for, quote, medical purposes. And then I'm assuming those also include the recreational marijuana states. Not that we had a lot by 2015. I think we only had Washington and maybe Colorado. The authors believe the study show marijuana is being used as a substitute for alcohol since both products provide similar effects to their consumers. Legal marijuana, they said, was more damaging to wine sales. Wine plummeted as much as 16.2% than beer sales, though those still dropped a hefty 13.8%. They said, remarkably, our findings are quite robust to a broad array of tests. They found the correlation was particularly strong in counties on the border between two states that legalized medical marijuana. Their alcohol sales dropped as much as 20%, with little difference between beer and wine. In conclusion, according to Daily Mail, they take these figures to be a positive thing that may help focus on the positive first-order impacts of pursuing cannabis legalization, such as a drop in traffic, injuries, and deaths. Now, marijuana right now is legal in a total of 29 states. So where? Well, we have medical, we have recreational marijuana in Nevada, Alaska, California, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, I believe Maine, and I apologize, I think also Massachusetts now. And then, of course, medical marijuana will be legalized for medical use, Arizona, New Mexico, Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, Louisiana, Florida, Arkansas, Illinois, multiple states, Michigan, Ohio, etc. And so, you know, they cite this as a good thing. It's a good thing that, you know, people are drinking less alcohol. I'm concerned. And my concern is the wine sales dropped. Who are the usual wine drinkers? Okay, recreational marijuana, we also have Vermont. Did I bring up Vermont and Maine? Okay, good. And then, of course, with medical marijuana, we have Arizona, Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, New Hampshire, New Mexico, New Jersey, New York, North Dakota, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, D.C., and West Virginia have now medical marijuana legalized. And so going back to this article, and I apologize for having some computer issues up here, with wine sales dropping, you know, you do have people that unfortunately succumb to alcoholism, and wine could be a part of it. But you have others where it's the scotch or the whiskey, etc. And I'm wondering if the groups of people that are being looked at here aren't the ones who would be considered excessively using alcohol, but the ones who like their wine at night. When they come home, how do they wind down? They wind down with some wine. They crack open a bottle. And unfortunately, a bottle is about anywhere to 4 to 6 glasses, depending on the size of the glass. You're not going to throw a bottle of wine away. You're not going to save it for the next day. So you end up going through it. If it's just two of you, yeah, that's going to be a lot of alcohol in one night. But a lot of people like to relax, drink some wine when they come home, and relax from the day. I'm not a wine drinker. It gives me headaches. But I can understand and appreciate why some people do that. So if now they have access to marijuana, they could come home, sit on their couch, sit in their chair, smoke some marijuana, and relax, and come down off a busy day. Now, there's a huge demand for something like that. Okay? People in the olden days, they would work in the factories or work on the farm, and how they would relax is they would, you know, eat dinner with the family. Then they would go outside, watch the crickets, okay? You know, watch the neighbors. Maybe they'd have some drink. And just kind of, you know, take it easy. Well, we're more high-strung these days. We did it to ourselves with our internet and our smartphones and our, you know, computers and TV and all this hyper-stimulation that we have. And we don't go outside. We're not outside and looking at the stars and letting our melatonin kick in so we could fall asleep. We're pretty, you know, pretty high-strung. And so the average person, they want to come down quickly. They want to relax quickly. And so drinking some wine, you know, smoking some marijuana, I know it doesn't seem like a quick process, but they come home late from work, they eat, they got issues with the kids, they may only have an hour or two before they have to go to bed and get ready for the next day. And so marijuana offers that. So, you know, if I was a company and, you know, marijuana became illegal and, you know, wine became, I don't know, more difficult to purchase, you know, I would want to think of a way where people could come down and relax, calm down and relax, you know, come off the high stressful day in a very quick and easy way, whether it's a massager on a chair or whether it's for me, it's a hot shower. I come home from work, and I've just always done it. I didn't realize why I did it. But I would come home from work from a crazy commute, and I would jump in the hot shower. And then by the time I came out of the hot shower, I felt good. I felt relaxed. You know, other people may go and play piano. Other people may go and work out. Some people go to the gym. So that's never changed. People have always wanted a way to just kind of relax and, you know. And so interesting how instead of wine, or a lot of people are going to marijuana. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're hearing that Alzheimer's research is being questioned as another drug fails. In recent weeks, a pair of high-profile disappointments have been reported, including one announced on a trial of the Eli Lilly drug, solanezumab. Okay? And Alzheimer's is one of the most common neurodegenerative disorders, destroying your memory, your cognitive state, and people are scared to death of it. You know, we don't want to die of cancer. We don't want to die of heart disease. But then, you know, we're living long enough to now where we could get dementia. And so researchers are trying to figure out what might have been missed in the search for an Alzheimer's cure. Was it in the clinical trials? You know, do we not understand Alzheimer's enough? And they say researchers focus mainly on treating or preventing Alzheimer's by attacking these clumps of amyloid beta protein that builds up in the brain. This amyloid will block signals sent between the brain synapses. And so when somebody has these amyloid plaques, this kind of pathognomonic, sorry for my pronunciation, of somebody having Alzheimer's disease. But we as researchers and scientists go, okay, then if we could block amyloid production, which you can't because we need it and that's what the liver makes, or prevent them from possibly building up, then maybe we could, you know, cure Alzheimer's or prevent Alzheimer's. And they say the overriding hypothesis for many years has been the amyloid hypothesis, the idea you can stop, slow, or clear the formation of amyloid plaques in the brain. But it hasn't worked out. Now, solanezumab binds with amyloid beta, which was intended to help the body flush the protein out of the brain before it could form the damaging plaques. But the drug failed to show a significant decline in people's cognitive issues, according to Columbia University researchers. And this comes on the heels of a trio of failed tests of the drug edaloperidine. That was intended to help treat Alzheimer's by promoting production of serotonin and other brain chemicals. So is it the wrong target? So right now, many of them are trying to figure out what it is that we need to do. You know, and they said, you know, in the past, there was no way to tell whether a person diagnosed with Alzheimer's actually had the amyloid plaques in the brain. The plaques could only be observed during autopsy. Now, scientists can see the amyloid thanks to these PET scans. These PET scans look at metabolic processes in the body. So scientists have learned that about a third of people who have Alzheimer's do not have high levels of these in the brain. So they say if 30% of your people in your anti-amyloid clinical trial don't have amyloid in the brain, right off the bat, you're going to fail that trial because 30% of the people aren't going to respond to the treatment. So we need to think that other factors could be at play, viruses, a variety of other things, and we need to do a better job, but it's an expensive fight. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm in beautiful Lake Tahoe, California, Nevada, because it's on the border, kind of part California, part Nevada. By the way, it's not Nevada. I don't know why they call it Nevada. It's Nevada. Okay? We have a little redneckiness. It's Nevada. Don't call it Nevada. We're not British. Anyway, no fancy speak here. Not Nevada. I'm at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians Conference. And I'm reading this article. It's very interesting. It's how to get ahead by doing less. Apparently, there's a professor, Morton Hansen, a management professor at Berkeley University in California, saying you could get ahead by doing less. And I know many of you are thinking, okay, well, yeah, that's like the liberal mantra, but no, it's kind of interesting. Apparently, he has this book outlining strategies to help people work smarter. And he's got to make some sense. This is, it does make some sense, and this has been reported by Daily Mail. Okay, so I'm not saying we all have to kind of, you know, just, you know, be dependent on others, but this is kind of an interesting take on it. And he claims the secret to success is to work smarter rather than harder. So it's interesting to see what he says. Apparently his book is called Great at Work. And his first piece of advice is to do less and then obsess. Apparently, in their quest to further their careers, workers often feel they should increase the scope of activities, pursuing multiple responsibilities and options. That's according to Professor Hansen. We believe that by taking on more tasks, we accomplish more and improve our performance. Doing more is usually a flawed strategy. He says, instead, people should look to pick a fewer priorities and then obsess over your chosen area of focus to excel. Many people prioritize a few items at work, but they don't obsess. They simply do less. Okay, yes and no. Now, I give a lot of advice on work and employer-employee relations. On one end, he's correct. Okay? You know, why do 7 different things? Okay? Because you may not do them well. And doing multiple different tasks and not getting anything done looks bad. So pick the couple of tasks that you need, then obsess on getting them done and doing them right. And I, you know, that kind of makes some sense. I get that. However, what I am noticing in this day and age, after the recession, that those people that still held jobs or got jobs are now doing the jobs of 3 or 4 different people. Okay? Job positions were, consolidated. And so rather than there being one person handling HR applications or one person doing grant writing, you know, that person now has to do 2 or 3 different things. And so your reluctancy to work on another project just so you could work on your 1 or 2 makes you less flexible and makes you less, you want to be the type of person where no matter what, they could count on you. So if anybody does call out or whatever, they have you. And the more multitasking and proficient you are, the more somebody wants to keep you. Oh, that person could do anything. That person could do everything. That's the type of employee people want. So even though they're right, depending on the type of, you know, work that you're at, I would say nah. So anyway, they did a study of 5,000 people. They found that employees who chose a few key priorities and channeled tremendous effort into doing exceptional work in those areas greatly outperformed those who pursued a wider range of priorities. That's true, but still, what does your boss want? That's what you got to read. Then he suggests to work fewer hours. Work fewer hours. They say a redesign means finding a new approach to completing the same task. One way to do this is re-examining the number of hours worked in a week. Professor Hansen says working longer hours enhances performance, but only to a point. If you work between 30 to 50 hours per week, adding more hours on the job lifts your performance. But once you're working about 50 to 65 hours per week, the benefit of adding hours, additional hours drops off. If you're working 65 hours or more, amen, that's me, overall performance declines as you pile on the hours. They're right. It's true. When I'm doing work at that point on a Sunday night, I'm not getting stuff done. So, they say if you already work 50 hours a week, resist the temptation to invest more hours at work. That's fine. Then they say to find passion and purpose. They say their research recovered something called matching. Some people pursue passion in navigating their careers, but they also manage to connect this passion with a clear sense of purpose on the job. They contribute, serve others, make a difference. They matched passion. So, there has to be something that is driving you, okay, the passion and purpose. And a big mistake that I see in many businesses is people will obsess about a task because they think that task will allow them to, let's say, advance, okay, you know, in that one company. And then when they don't advance, they're like, all that work was for nothing. From a psychological standpoint, I want people to hedge. And I want them to, you know, not be set up for disappointment. So have another purpose for that task. So, for example, let's say there's a 100-page report that you have to get done by next Monday for your boss. And you have to bust your butt on it. And the boss may not even like the report. He may use your colleagues. And that colleague may get a raise, you know, and you're like, oh my gosh, I did that for nothing. Okay, well then maybe use that report. Maybe you could use that report for another thing. Number one is, okay, it can add to your resume that you, you know, did 100-page reports or analyses on this, and that kind of beefs up your resume. So you're doing it for that. Another is, well, it's distracting you from eating. Okay? Maybe incorporate that into your diet and weight loss plan. Alright? I am going to not eat because I'm going to work on this, and every time I get hungry, I'm going to work on another couple pages. True, that has nothing to do with work, but you're using it for something else. Let's say you have to see the in-laws this weekend. Use that to get out of the in-laws. And if you notice that your one project will satisfy a whole bunch of different mini goals, you want to do it more. You see? Now, some people will do a project to impress people. I remember in school. You know, I loved school, and I think one of the reasons why I love school is if I did have to do an oral report, I'm like, oh, this is going to get the attention of this boy in class that I like. And so not only was there the goal of, well, I got to get a good grade and I got to get this done so hopefully I can get good grades and then go to undergrad and then go to medical school. That wasn't, in high school, it was, oh, you know what? If I make it really funny, just extra funny, I'm going to get the attention of the guy I like. And it worked. And so, you know, I don't care what your extra goal is. You know? All right? But make, you know, add a passion to it. Then they say practice and review. They say 1 year of practice repeated in the same way for 10 years doesn't mean make perfect, but a certain kind of practice makes perfect. They say deliberate practice requires that a manager or an employee receives helpful feedback every day, and most people only receive it during their annual review. So most workers don't have the luxury of time, you know, that other people do to rehearse, whatever, but I guess they recommend practice. I don't know. I don't think I have time for that. They say be emotional when it comes to time and gaining support for projects and goals. All right. They say, you know, maybe infuse some emotion. People get inspired by evoking emotions. So maybe something like that. And they say don't be afraid to fight. Much of team work happens in group meetings. You know, don't just go with the flow. If there's something you feel, you know, strongly about, do it. They say show up to every meeting 100% prepared. Craft an opinion and deliver with conviction. Stay open to others' ideas, not just your own. Let the best argument win, even if it isn't yours. Feel free to stand up and shout. Never make the argument personal. Always listen. Do not shout at work. I wouldn't say that. They say always listen. Really listen to minority views, like views that may be, look, you know, I know you guys all agree this is what you want to do, but I just want to throw this out there. Listen to that. Sometimes that person that goes, I just want to throw that out there. And then they say never pursue consensus for its own sake. And then they also recommend to collaborate. So, you know, here's the thing. There is, as many of us notice with work, a certain culture and a certain behavior that you have to take on. And most of us know how to navigate. But if you don't, email me at drdahlia.com. I'll tell you how to navigate it. 1-877-DocDahlia. We'll be right back.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.